Welcome to Create Photography. This is Daniel Sieg. In today's episode, I'd like to talk about image aspect ratios. So what about image aspect ratios? What do image aspect ratios have to do with creativity? In my opinion, quite a bit, but let's just start out with defining what we are talking about. An image aspect ratio is simply a measurement of the width of an image compared to its height in the form of a ratio. Usually, this is described in the context of printing, but cameras have image aspect ratios as well, whether in the form of digital sensors or analog film. For example, a digital image taken with a full-frame camera has an image aspect ratio of typically 3 to 2. For full-frame cameras, the sensor is 36 millimeters of width and 24 millimeters in height, typically. So, in other words, the width of the image is 1.5 times the height of the image. If we printed this image as a 6 by 4 inches print, it would not need cropping. But what if we wanted this image in another common print format, let's say 10 by 8 inches? In this situation, the image aspect ratio of the printing paper is not the same as the one of the camera. A 10 by 8 image, which has a 5 by 4 image aspect ratio, is actually a little squarer than a 3 by 2 image aspect ratio, hence we would have to crop the image and would lose some of the image information. In other words, it is good to be aware that our cameras typically have a restricted image aspect ratio. Now, modern digital cameras often or sometimes have an option to change those aspect ratios, but by changing the aspect ratios, often we will lose pixels and thus information of the image. So, for example, if we are converting a standard 3 by 2 image to a 1 by 1 square image, then the wider edges of the image would have to be cropped to match the smaller edges. Some medium format cameras, for example, older film cameras, often have 1 by 1 square image ratios, and so we naturally would photograph in that aspect ratio. So, knowing our final print format, I think, is important, as we would not want to crop an important aspect of our composition. And that's really why, you know, aspect ratios are certainly important for that reason. So let's discuss some of the common aspect ratios of cameras. I already mentioned the 3 by 2 aspect ratio, which has a factor of 1.5. So in other words, again, the width of the image is 1.5 times the height of the image. So most DSLR, mirrorless, and point-and-shoot cameras have 3 by 2 sensors, regardless of sensor size. I mentioned the 1 by 1 image aspect ratio, so that would be a factor of 1. So the width equals the height of the image, obviously a square image. And some medium format cameras have that image aspect ratio. And this also can be selected on many digital cameras. Again, we would then naturally lose image information by having to crop the wider edge of the image. 5x4 is another common format for cameras, especially large format and medium format cameras, so mostly film cameras. 5x4 has a factor of 1.25, so we're getting closer to being square, but we're not quite there yet. So it's another format that's being used for large and medium format cameras. 4x3 is yet another format. It's used on medium format cameras, also Micro Four Third cameras, many smartphones, and some point-and-shoot cameras all have 4x3 sensors. Let's talk about 16x9, another somewhat strange format. This is actually the most common video format today. The factor for the 16x9 image aspect ratio is actually 1.78. Again, this format can actually be selected on some digital cameras and other digital cameras, including smartphones. It is more common on computer monitors and modern widescreen TVs. It is slightly longer than the 4x3 aspect ratio. 3x2 is another aspect ratio, maybe not as common, but it is commonly used for panoramic prints. So just something to keep in mind if you are into panoramic prints. Of course, we do not really have to know all this detail, but I think it is just good to be aware of what aspect ratio your camera has or your cameras have. So with that said, let's discuss some of the common print sizes. I will focus on print sizes in inches as the numbers are just working a little bit easier. I'll put a table to summarize image aspect ratios into the show notes, and we'll also talk about the decimal or the factor that I discussed, and I think hopefully it'll be a little clearer. And we'll just focus on some of the most common print sizes right now. So let's start with 4x6 inches. This might be the most common photo print size, at least in the US. The aspect ratio is 3x2, so no cropping would be required if you have a camera with that aspect ratio. For larger prints in the 3x2 format, 8x12 inches is quite common as well. Again, no cropping would be required using a camera with a 3x2 aspect ratio. Another very common print format is 5x7 inches. This slightly larger image is often used for framed photos and greeting cards. A 5x7 print does require cropping, as it is 1.4 times as wide as high. The aspect ratio is simply 7x5. 8x10 inches is yet another aspect ratio. It is actually 5x4. We discussed that earlier. It is 1.2 times as wide as it is high. So how does all of that information affect our photography, if at all? First, I would argue that photographing in the native aspect ratio is typically preferred, as you will not lose any image information now, whether you use digital cameras or film cameras or both. Some cameras may actually retain the cropped information, but many will not. So if you're choosing a non-native crop on your camera, just be aware that you may not keep the full image information by doing so. Let's do an example. Let's say we captured a series of portraits in 3x2 format, and we want to print those on standard 5x7 inch prints. Now, if we do that, then we will actually have to slightly crop our images and we will lose some of the image information. Now, this may not be a big deal, but if you are framing your subjects very tightly, you may actually have to crop an important aspect of that portrait. if we were to print those same portraits in 6x8 format, which actually is not as common, you would not have to crop. So again, that's why, you know, just from a planning standpoint, and I would argue creative standpoint, it is important to kind of know what you're ultimately going to be printing and what format you're in. So as a quick side note, why not just custom print our photographs according to whatever crop we end up doing, even in maybe in our image editing software? We could even, you know, do a free crop. This is certainly an option, but it is usually getting more complicated and also more expensive. So if you're staying within, you know, more standard print formats, it's actually more cost efficient typically. And this is also true for metal prints, canvas prints, and so forth. Let's discuss another example. Let's just assume you captured a great landscape image in 3x2 format. And let's just say you want to print this image in a 24x16 inch frame. Let's say it's a canvas. So in this case, you would not need to crop, right? Well, again, it depends. If you want to do a canvas wrap, with the wrap, you will actually lose some of the image edge information. And if, again, if you're now framed your subject, maybe your landscape fairly tightly, then you might lose some of the important edge information or image information by doing that. This seems maybe like a little bit of an oddball example, but I want to mention that because, you know, sometimes we're staying within the image aspect ratios, but we still have to crop a little bit. In commercial photography, photographers often shoot to layout, and they on purpose don't do a tight crop, so they have more flexibility down the road. That always assumes, you know, having enough image resolution with your camera. So to go back to our example of the canvas wrap, which again may seem an oddball, but you know, I think canvas wraps are actually not that uncommon. One solution to that is to basically frame your subject a little wider than you naturally would do, and then, you know, crop afterwards by doing that in the print. So you naturally will crop with a canvas wrap, obviously, and lose some of the edge information. So that said, how does all of this information now relate to creativity? And I would say several fold. Number one, I think understanding the aspect ratio of our cameras is helpful. If we prefer to not crop our images, we should print on paper that has the same aspect ratio as our cameras do. It might be a good idea to leave a little bit of extra room on our negatives or digital files in camera in case we think we are likely to crop. Number two, if our cameras have the ability to crop to a certain aspect ratio that we like to print in, perhaps we should set the camera to that ratio. So then we would be in the WYSIWYG mode. So what you see is what you get. This might be very helpful for framing our subjects correctly. Number three, printing our work is, in my opinion, very important. It's also rewarding, it's fun, and I think also a great potential learning opportunity. I certainly learned a ton about those types of issues that I described today, with the canvas wrap being one of them. And just overall, I think just understanding those aspect ratios is certainly very helpful for printing our work in particular. But also, you know, for displaying, for example, on our screens, as I mentioned, certain, you know, if you're displaying, let's say, an image on a widescreen, you know, a 16x9 image aspect ratio is actually the way to go. So for example, if you're planning to maybe have a desktop background, Just keep that in mind as well. So it's actually quite a different image aspect ratio than what we would typically do. Maybe you want to submit some of your work to Apple. And, you know, by doing so, you know, you would probably want to shoot in 16 by 9 for that. Number four, of course, we can also custom crop our images however we like, including building composites such as a panoramic picture. That process will require us to understand our, you know, printed or screen aspect ratio and how we want to print. Number five, understanding the final medium and format, including aspect ratio, is, in my opinion, helpful in the overall creative process. It may seem mundane to some extent, and to some extent I would agree it is, but I think it's still very helpful. For example, if we are focused on posting almost exclusively on social media, such as Instagram, we can either choose to really focus on creating square images, Instagram is typically square, or we post all our images in whatever aspect ratio we like and then put those images on a square background. It's actually the latter technique that I eventually ended up using until I gave up posting on Instagram late last year. I think the number six, I think the aspect ratio of an image adds, although perhaps not as tangible as other compositional elements, to the image itself. For example, if you display an image with a 30:1 aspect ratio, I know that's very extreme, of course it will have a very different feel than a square image, for example. Number seven, of course, along those lines, the orientation of our images plays into this as well. We might, again, choose to focus on landscape exclusively in our work, landscape orientation, that is. And this will also then play into consistency. So if you're, you know, always, you know, if a certain portfolio all has landscape format, that actually helps you achieve a more, you know, consistent look. Number eight, and that's in some ways just in contradiction to what I just said, but sometimes certain subjects might dictate the final aspect ratio. I recently took an image of an architectural element with my iPhone, which I believe has a 4:3 aspect ratio, but the image became more effective as a 1:1 square image. So I ended up just cropping it to a square image. So that's just an example of where, you know, certain how certain subjects can dictate the final image aspect ratio. Number nine, of course, and this goes now beyond aspect ratios, we could also consider printing and displaying on non-rectangular media, maybe round or diamond shape or whatever shape we like. Again, knowing this before a priori and visualizing how your photograph might look on this final print or display will help us even before we take the image. Number 10, lastly, there are other techniques to deal with conforming an image to a given but different aspect ratio to our cameras. For example, we could stretch an image, or we could cover part of the image that does not fit with the image, with mats, for example. I'd like to leave you with three things before ending today's podcast. Number one, it is helpful for us to understand our camera's native aspect ratios. So make sure you look up your specific camera or cameras, whether an iPhone, a point-and-shoot, a full-frame camera, medium format camera, and study what that aspect ratio really is. And then also maybe look up some of the common print formats that work in this aspect ratio. And I'll, again, there will be a table in the show notes and you can look that up there as well. Number two, experiment with different aspect ratio. If you're always photographing perhaps in 3:2 landscape format, maybe switch to 1:1 square format for a while and just see how that works. It may push you a little bit, but I think that's part of the creative process. Number three, I think printing our work is extraordinarily helpful. Printing our work helps us to learn, to see things we may not have seen otherwise in digital form. Printing is fun. It's a great way to share our work. For example, you could, you know, just print one of your images on a postcard and then send it to a friend or a loved one. And I think that would be very cool because nowadays nobody seems to be sending letters or postcards anymore. So I think that would be a unique way to kind of do something fun. On the note of postcards, postcards have often aspect ratios of 4x6 or 5x7 in the US. And so again, note that 4x6 is not the same image aspect ratio as 5x7. So 4x6 has a 3x2 and 5x7 has a, you know, 7x5 aspect ratio. In Europe, postcards often have an A6 size, and all the A formats actually have an aspect ratio of 1 over the square root of 2, which happens to be 1 over 1.41. So all DIN A formats, again, have the same aspect ratio of 1 over square root of 2, and those are actually paper formats that are very common for those geographies, which happen to be the most in the world, to use the metric system. So that just as a side note, because I talked a lot about inches, but I want to mention that as well. So with that, we're wrapping up today's episode. Thanks so much for listening, and talk to you next time.